Things are growing, and Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, reminds you it's time to get your yard in shape. We're talking sunshine, spring planting, and green lawns. Get prepared with a trip to Blake's for all your fertilizer, seeds, and gardening supplies. You'll also find all the drip irrigation products you need at Blake's. They're ready right now to answer your questions and show you the variety of drip irrigation systems, water-saving sprinklers, and the newest in water-saving technology. Plus, they have all the little parts you need to set up a drip irrigation system that will keep your yard green all through summer. And don't forget yard cleanup. Blake's True Value has rakes, shovels, hoes, trowels, weed eaters, and pruning tools. Everything you'll need to keep your yard in shape. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center. 1701 Riverside, Paso Robles, open every day.
Country superstar Lainey Wilson is coming to the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles Friday, July 17th, 7:30. Tickets go on sale Friday, April 3rd at 10 a.m. Get yours at midstatefair.com or ticketmaster.com. And don't miss Lainey Wilson live at the California Mid-State Fair, Friday, July 17th. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning and welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, April 3rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
NRC approves Diablo Canyon operations for another 20 years. Overnight traffic shift for Wellsona Road improvement project. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 39 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Robles Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Calmetto. Stop by or give them a call. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Diablo Canyon has been approved to operate for another 20 years. PG&E and the NRC announced this yesterday in a press conference that the 20-year operating license will be issued to the power plant. Despite this, PG&D will still need state approval to keep the facility open until 2045. Current state legislature allows operations to extend to 2030. The plant was initially slated to stop operating in 2024 and 2025, however. The state passed SB 846, which allowed extensions for Diablo Canyon's operation. Diablo Canyon supplies about 8.5% of the state's power and nearly 20% of California's clean energy. PG&D CEO Sameet Singh said the NRC's approval marks an important milestone for California's energy future. The Boys and Girls Club of Mid-Central Coast has announced they'll be hosting its annual Back a Youth Night on April 16th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Back a Youth Night pairs up club members with local community leaders for an evening of fun, food, and mentorship. Mentors and club members will enjoy a catered dinner and spend time in a night of enrichment with a raffle at the end of the night. The event will be held at the Tom Mouse Clubhouse in Paso Robles. Mentors can go to centralcoastkids.org to sign up or contact Kelly Bricky at kelly.bricky@centralcoastkids.org. Overnight traffic shift for Wellsona Road Safety Improvement Project. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. County Public Works has announced there'll be overnight lane closures and traffic shifts on the US 101 near Wellsona Road as part of the undercrossing project. Traffic switch will take place Tuesday, April 7th through Thursday, April 9th, 6 p.m. to 7 a.m. each day. One lane in both directions will remain open. The closure is to allow for crews to remove temporary barriers and install permanent delineation. Wellsona Road East will remain accessible via detour from southbound motorists and directly accessible from a right turn for northbound motorists. The west side of Wellsona Road will be accessible from a detour for northbound motorists and a right turn for southbound. The project completion date for the underpassing is late April 2026. The Templeton School Board held a special meeting on Tuesday, March 24th. A part of the special meeting was a consideration to swap the campuses for Templeton Middle School and Vineyard Elementary School. The district recently approved the Measure D bond and will use the move, bond money, and state grants to replace and upgrade aging buildings. A multi-phase transition is likely to take place, but the district will share a timeline in the future about the swap and construction of each campus. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Mets 7-2. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Nationals, the Padres will go against the Red Sox, the Angels will face the Mariners, the Athletics will go against the Astros, the Giants will face the Mets. In the NBA yesterday, the Thunder beat the Lakers 139-96, the Spurs over the Clippers 118-99, the Cavaliers beat the Warriors 118-111. Tonight, the Kings will face the Pelicans. In California news, 8 people were arrested yesterday that federal officials alleged were involved in various health care fraud schemes in Los Angeles. These schemes totaled to about $50 million. Cases involved illegally billing Medicare patients that were not terminally ill, forging immigration medical documents, and defrauding a union's health care plans. Court dates have not been set for those arrested. California gas prices continue to rise as the war with Iran continues, now hitting a state average of $6 a gallon. The last time gas prices were $6 a gallon, Governor Gavin Newsom began accusing oil companies of price gouging, but investigations found no evidence of such. About 55% of gas price per gallon in California come from state and federal regulations. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, out here in farm and ranch country, as other energy sources continue to rise in cost, you know, propane has stayed relatively stable. And Michael Newland, Director of Agriculture Business Development with the Propane Education and Research Council, or PERC, says it's very abundant and they're always looking at ways to expand the uses of it.
Well over 90%+ produced here domestically in the U.S. of the propane that we see in the U.S.
Currently, propane is already used on more than 800,000 farms and ranches across America. And thanks to strong domestic production, supply remains plentiful. Newland says propane offers lots of versatility across a wide range of agricultural operations.
We dry the grain in the Midwest for sure. Anybody in the livestock business probably using our fuel to heat those confinement buildings. We're running more and more irrigation engines on propane these days.
And he says with the growing strain on America's electric grid, propane can also provide a dependable alternative in this space. For more information, including available programs and equipment rebates, visit propane.com.
Cattleman Hinman Angus does one thing, Angus. Join them Tuesday, April 7th for their annual bull sale, selling 150 yearling Angus bulls at the ranch east of Malta, Montana. A powerful set of cow and heifer bulls offering performance, maternal strength, calving ease, and carcass quality. Featuring sire groups from HAPSI, KO31, BCC Rapport, Baldridge Badger, and more. Sale time is 1 o'clock. Bid online at bid.northernlivestockvideo.com. Call Dave at 406-654-4656 or visit hinmanangus.com.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616, or go online, DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California Farm Bureau recognized efforts in the state legislature to honor farm workers' vital role in California agriculture through the designation of Farm Workers Day. Assembly Bill 2156, signed into law last week, renames March 31st as Farm Workers Day, formerly Cesar Chavez Day, to acknowledge the commitment and contribution farm workers make to sustain the state's agricultural production. California is the leading power of fruits, vegetables, and nuts in the United States, and farm workers are essential to ensuring crops are planted, worked, and harvested on tight timelines. California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas said, "Farm workers are at the heart of every harvest, and their contributions deserve recognition on both this special day and year-round as well." Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Sunny today with highs in the upper 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows right around 40, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid 80s, east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast days, mostly sunny on Sunday, sunny on Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday through Thursday, cloudy on Friday with a 30% chance of showers. Mid-80s on Sunday, upper 70s Monday, low 80s on Tuesday, mid-70s Wednesday, upper 60s on Thursday, 67 a week from today. Currently, it is 39 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KVRL News Time is 6:19.
Brookside Christian Academy in Atascadero, formerly known as North County Christian, is having their first annual Spring Gala on May 8th at the Atascadero Lake Pavilion. Let's support this wonderful school that is providing our children with a Christian classical education and spiritual discipline, and the tools to master academic skills while pursuing the truth. The Brookside Academy Gala theme is Let Goodness Grow. Please buy your tickets or make a donation at brooksideacademy.com.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
You're invited to attend the Easter Sunrise Service at Chapel Hill in Chandon, 6 a.m. this Sunday. Come celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ at an ecumenical service that welcomes everyone and includes speakers from multiple denominations. Dress warmly and bring a pocket flashlight. Easter Sunrise Service, this Sunday, 6 a.m. at the beautiful Chapel Hill in Chandon.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's very encouraging news on the economy. There were 178,000 new jobs created in March, triple the number expected. The unemployment rate declined to 4.3%. In March, jobs were added in healthcare, construction, transportation, and warehousing. Federal government jobs continued to shrink, though revisions to January and February resulted in 7,000 fewer jobs than first estimated. Markets are closed today for Good Friday. Stocks ended mixed on Thursday, pulling back from deep losses. J.P. Morgan says crude oil prices could spike to the $120, $130 range in the near term, with a risk of rising to $150 if supply flows through the Strait of Hormuz remain disrupted into mid-May. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Posilda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
We ask Nick Madera, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the Big Beautiful Bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the SALT limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Madera, CPA, 805-466-7249.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it is brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore with outstanding gas prices. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on the Friday edition.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place. And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say,
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it is Open Mic Friday with Darsha and Kenny, or Kenny and Darsha. Again, it depends who's piloting the plane, so to speak. So have at it with that here on The Right Choice. Okay, Chris did his... I don't think this ties in, but anyway. We got an email, and it says... The title is Public Sector. All right, here goes. Can anyone explain to me why when a public building is 20 years old, it needs to be redone or replaced? I have lived in my house for 40 years. Other than a new roof, I have upgraded and did the usual repair. I didn't need to build a new house. I don't know. Well, one is... It's not their money. You would have to get a loan, you know, all that stuff. And so you're relying on yourself. I don't know what the age of the average, you know, public building is. I've often wondered why more hasn't done into ongoing maintenance like this gentleman alludes to in his email on the regular things. I don't know what the policies are or any of that stuff, so I can't answer the question. Maybe somebody else can. I don't think they're rebuilding new schools every 20 years, though. They may be doing some upgrades, like most people do, on their homes. And, of course, technology in some cases. They have to make room for that. And that's expensive. That's expensive. So anyway, but congratulations on living your home for 40 years and probably a nice looking place because it sounds like you take care of it. All right, let's see what's going on out there. Oh, here's a little something you may hear of. And this has to do, again, with another, if we don't do something, we're going to have big trouble. But anyway, this has to do with, and it is serious because it has to do with vision. And according to a report that California kids are going without vision care, and it's getting worse. More and more kids are having to wear glasses now. And obviously, some are not getting the proper eye care, which apparently it's the state's responsibility, not the parents. Once again, because when I saw this article, I go, I'm going to have to look at this. Anyway, I mean, you obviously good vision is extremely important. Extremely important. Vision problems, particularly nearsightedness, have grown more commonplace among American children. Now, roughly 1 in 4 school-age kids, or 25%, wear glasses or contacts. And that has increased significantly. Chris, what age did you start wearing glasses?
14.
14.
Yeah, pretty late.
Was it you were having issues or you got them checked or you how'd that come about?
I was having issues, so I got them checked.
Okay. Obviously, reading and all those type of things that go along with vision, right?
Right. I couldn't see the, I just noticed that I couldn't see the whiteboard all that well, and I had to like either sit up front or really squint my eyes if I sat in the back.
Okay. Was it, I've never had that, but was it, causing you problems regarding your studies?
Not necessarily. It was causing me problems in class because it was hard to see, but actual studies, no, because I'm nearsighted, so I can study by myself just fine.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so this problem is getting worse with many of the maladies that's involved with vision. However, what is not mentioned in this article, other than, well, shouldn't the parents be doing something about this? And, you know, I understand at a young age, kids can't explain exactly what's going on, or they might not even know the difference. But guess what? Guess what? There is a part of the rapid rise in this is, screens and devices. They use the word environmental factors and not just genetics. So once again, these kids are focused on screens at a very early age. And that is part of the problem too. And here's something also in this. Kids are spending significantly less time spent outdoors, which prevents the eye from developing properly. Imagine that. So we have all this information recently about social media, depression, and everything else involved with it. Now it's leading to issues with your eyes. All right. Increased screen time. Prolonged use digital devices, phones, tablets, and intensive close-up studying cases to the eye get stuck focusing up close, leading to strain and structural changes, if not damage. The outdoor natural light is crucial for eye development. Lack of it, especially during early childhood, accelerates the progression of nearsightedness. All right. The combination of near work and lack of sunlight causes the eyeball to grow too long, causing blurry distance vision. So, lockdowns and remote learning accelerated this trend, resulting in more time indoors and on screens. Once again, infliction from the government, and I'll also throw in the parents. So, these are some of the recommendations. Spend time outside. I laugh at this stuff because, you know, again, those of us from a generation, you were going outside. increased outdoor time is known to slow down the progression. Limit near work. And that's a 20-20-20 rule. Every 20 minutes, looking at something 20 feet away for 20 seconds. Regular eye exams, of course, ensure children have regular comprehensive eye checkups to catch early or any changes. All right. So, you know, again, this common sense stuff is just, it's mind-boggling. But the state has to, they want to come to the rescue. And again, the parents should be coming to the rescue. All right. Chris did a story about, what was it, 8 people were arrested in Southern California, Chris, on fraud?
I've seen a different number throw around, 15 for some reason, but it might have been that 15 people were investigated and 8 were arrested, but a bunch. Let's go with that.
And is it with hospice or just medical care?
You're asking me. I don't know the difference.
Well, is it these homes or is it just claims from, you know, different hospitals or anything? Or, well, this was 8 individuals.
Again, I don't know.
Okay.
This is just headline news that I grabbed.
Okay. Anyway, so it's fraud, and does it mention the amount? I forget.
$50 million.
Okay, $50 million. Well, $50 million is nothing, folks, because fraud has cost California taxpayers over $180 billion. And this is across various state programs, including unemployment theft, medical scams. And, of course, you may remember the state's Employment Development Department. That alone lost at least $20 million to fraud. So you have the $180 billion figure. Now, throw in that with some of the projects like the train to nowhere and the bridge to nowhere. That's up to, I think, $114 million. The bridge is, over $160 million. Add that to the $180 billion. And just for the sake of it, why don't you go to one of your meetings by your elected officials and throw out those numbers and say, why do we need to pay more in taxes? We're having probably adding up to close to $200 billion stolen from us. And as far as I can tell, at least maybe with these eight down there in Southern California, who has been held accountable to the taxpayers for it? None that I know of. None that I know of. Oh, which, by the way, you probably have heard this on the state of California. You, once again, you're going to be having to pay some money in the case. Kenny has talked about the judge down there in Southern California and this secrecy with the parents in the school district. And I think the judge said that it'll end up being the state of California. We have to pay almost $5 million back because what they did. So again, more money, more money. I don't know what can be done with people who make the decisions. And then when it ends up in court, again, these are officials who make the decision to hide things from parents at schools. But the taxpayers have to pay for it. I don't know why the individuals. This is the failed gender secrecy. And again, costing millions of dollars. That was the lawsuit challenged the California Safety Act, which, if you remember, it blocked schools from requiring staff to notify parents if a student sought to change their gender identity or pronouns. So they lost. So it's, okay, here it is. We'll have to pay the plaintiffs in the case $4.5 million in taxpayer-funded legal fees. This is so much money that adds up. And again, they come back to us. It's sickening. It's absolutely sickening. All right, let's see here. What time? Oh, we've got music trivia today, and this is a, let me see here. The song today, well, I'll give you a little heads up. It is Good Friday and Easter weekend. So this song, it's a legitimate, you know, it's not a goofy Disney song or anything like that. A big-time legitimate song, but because of the name, it kind of ties in a, I don't know, weird way with Easter, or at least the Easter Bunny. So maybe you'll know the answer to it, and we have music trivia coming up.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Templeton School Board held a special meeting on Tuesday, March 24th. Part of the meeting was a consideration to swap the campuses for Templeton Middle School and Vineyard Elementary School. The district recently approved the Measure D bond and will use the money to instate grants to replace and upgrade aging buildings. The district will share a timeline in the future about the swap. Diablo Canyon has been approved to operate for another 20 years. PG&E NRC announced this yesterday in a news conference that a 20-year operating license will be issued to the power plant. Despite this, PG&E will still need state approval to keep the facility open until 2045. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 38 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Sue Guzman. American and Israeli airstrikes continuing on the Islamic Republic. Iran's official news agency reports a second U.S. F-35 fighter jet has been shot down in central Iran, saying it's unlikely the pilot survived. U.S. Central Command, though, is not confirming it. Meanwhile, President Trump is boasting about a military strike on Iran's infrastructure.
President Trump posted a video he says shows the biggest bridge in Iran tumbling down with a message, "It is time for Iran to make a deal before it is too late." Iran responded by posting a list of bridges from Jordan to Abu Dhabi that are now potential targets.
Fox's Mike Tobin. President Trump firing Attorney General Pam Bondi. Todd Blanche will serve as acting AG. And NASA's Artemis II astronauts have fired their engines, blazing toward the moon now. The 10-day mission, a precursor to an actual moon landing in 2028. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
When friends and family come to visit this spring, you want them close. But maybe not that close. Give your guests a stay that they'll love at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Spring is one of the most beautiful times here. Lush vineyards, milder weather, and fewer crowds before the summer heat. Your guests can relax in elegant rooms, enjoy vineyard views, and experience award-winning food and wine. It's the perfect balance of hosting and having your space. Book their spring stay at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, just about 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock, and it is time for sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialists.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Thunder came ready to play, dominating the Lakers 139-96. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 28.7 rebounds and 7 assists in the win. Luka Doncic left the game in the third quarter with a left hamstring injury and is set to undergo an MRI on Friday. Without Victor Wembanyama, the Spurs defeated the Clippers 118-99. De'Aaron Fox led the way with 22 points. The Cavaliers topped the Warriors 118-111 and have officially clinched a playoff spot, while the Hornets cruise past the Suns 127-107. With the loss by the Suns, the Rockets have clinched a playoff spot. Pistons defeated the Timberwolves 113-108. In baseball, the Braves blew out the Diamondbacks 17-2, while the Giants outscored the Mets 7-2. And on the ice, the Hurricanes outscored the Blue Jackets 5-1. They're headed to the Stanley Cup playoffs, just like the Wild, who defeated the Canucks 5-2.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. And see.
North County weather.
Ah, yes. Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. They've been proudly serving you since 1979. All right, here we go. What can you expect? Well, pretty nice weekend. Sunny today. Highs in the upper 70s. Couple of clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the low 40s. Sunshine and maybe some high clouds mixed in just to make it look pretty. And for your Saturday, mid 80s. Easter Sunday, guess what? Mid 80s. And Monday will cool down a little bit, sunshine upper 70s. Same on Tuesday, Wednesday mid-70s, maybe a very slight chance now. About a 27% chance of AM showers on Thursday, again upper 60s. and upper 60s with some clouds a week from today. Today's UV index will be 8, up and down, 6:47 a.m., 7:26 p.m. We're at 38. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. Remember, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Moving right along here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's and Atascadero, your most complete firearm trainer and supplier. As we check in to see what varmints may be out there on the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. As we check in to see, well, I already did that. There's nothing on my left-hand side, but Chris, normally on Friday I don't have anything for you because we have music. But I'm running a little bit not behind ahead today.
Yeah, we've got quite the excess of time.
Yes, we do. So I still don't have anything because I wasn't prepared for this, but I'm just wondering, the conversation we had the other day regarding animals and, you know, people get remember the guy called in and said that he saw people lifting their dogs up at the water fountain?
Oh yeah, I do. I remember that.
Okay, so it got me to thinking, and I don't know why. Do you think animals are cleaner than us?
I mean, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, I think a cat certainly believes it does, but, you know, my one rolls around in the dirt all day. I don't care how much she cleans herself.
Well, cats think they rule the world, so that's a given. But I guess, and I realize, folks, that you may be having breakfast, but just bear with me. Would you rather get licked by a cat or a dog or another human being?
Okay. A cat, because its tongue is small enough to have minimal impact.
Okay. Plus, the sandpaper it feels kind of cool anyway.
Yeah, it does.
All right, I'm just.
I mean, as I emailed Tracy, if my cat ever licks my hand, I just let her do it because in her mind, you know, she's doing me a favor.
That who?
My cat. I told Tracy this in an email when we were talking about it.
Oh. So that's how you and Tracy spend your time.
It's, you know, part of our back and forth. We talk about our days or we talk about something that was spoken about on the program.
Okay. Well, maybe she asked Tracy, would she rather be, you know, have the her cat, her chickens, or her horse lick her?
Well, if she's listening, I'm sure she'll answer me later.
Okay, Tracy, let us know. All right, let's see here. We have that and the world-famous pet alert. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. But not today. Not today. The office is closed, having some major computer work done up front from Travis over there at Knowledgy. And anyway, so an office will be open at, Monday. So, but you can use Tracy, the Southern Division, that's reception at kprl.com. That's reception at kprl.com. All right. We've got music trivia coming up in just a moment. And hold on as we think we're set and ready to go. As my computer, is it working? Yes, I think it is. If I just hit this thing right here.
Dojo Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles. Whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles and Templeton. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply, and they are on file. Alrighty, so today is Friday, and we play a little bit of a tease of a song for music trivia on Fridays. And what you, if you think you can do it, call in with the correct answer. But please do not answer the question with a question. This is an age-old rule here, and it's just one of the rules should be of life that you learn in second grade. And the other is watch your inflection so it doesn't sound like you're asking a question. All right. So, good luck, and away we go. (238) 5775 238 KPRL. If you think you knows what this song is, and this was a biggin, a huge, huge, huge song. All right. And it was, well, hold on. Let's go to the phone line because that's why we're here. And then which one is it? This one. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. The Hop.
The Hop. Okay, that's part of it. It's at the Hop, but you got.
Let's go to the Hop. Let's go to the Hop.
Well, it's just called Let's Go to the Hop. Yeah, at the Hop. You're right, sir. Okay, do you like the song?
I do. I like all old music.
All old music. All right. How about Rudy Valley?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. May I have your name?
Yes, James Jewell.
All right, James, we have you down as our final qualifier, and have a good weekend.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay. This goes back quite a few years. It was it was released in November of 1957. However, it was not released, or the name of the song was changed. And the person who helped, well, I guess you can say suggested, was Dick Clark. Now, the song was heard by Dick Clark, who expressed concern about the dance fade of doing the bop was on its way out. So Dick Clark suggested that they change the band name, one, to Danny and the Juniors, because they were originally called the Juvenaires. And then also said that they changed the chorus line from Let's All Do the Bop to Let's Go to the Hop. Now, after they performed the song on Dick Clark's American Bandstand, it gained popularity. And what did it do? It went right to the top of the charts, remained at number one for 5 weeks. It is a classic, Danny and the Juniors.
Swing it, you can groove it, you can really start to move it at the Hop.
1957, number one for 5 weeks, and it sounds a little bit like Rock and Roll Is Here to Stay, which was their next release, and that was pretty much it for Danny and the Juniors. But the song, there's a little history with Paola involvement. Now, according to a documentary, Artie Singer claimed that Dick Clark would not play at the Hop without receiving half of the publishing proceeds. Singer agreed to make the payments and called the situation bittersweet because although he did not have having to give the money to Dick Clark, he credited his success in the music industry to Clark and therefore was grateful to him. Now, what you have to understand is that Paola was not illegal at the time, and Clark sold the song prior to the 1960 Paola hearings. He was known for that because of his influence that many independents, because there were a lot of independent record labels back then, they would go to Dick Clark and ask, you know, hey, could you do me a favor and put this on the show, et cetera, et cetera. By the way, Artie Singer was one of the songwriters along with David Wright, and David White was a member of Danny and the Juniors. And just for the heck of it, the lead singer of Danny and the Juniors, Danny Rapp. These were kids out of the Philly area. And Danny, he did not do well. He had some issues, according to things I've read over the years, a little bit of a gambling and a drinking problem, and he killed himself in 1983. He was in a hotel room in Arizona and so forth. But they certainly made history with that song, and it lives on forever and ever and ever. But the Paola scandal was, again, it was not illegal. And, yeah, they used to give favors to disc jockeys, you know, again, back in the day because of the small labels. They would literally walk into a radio station and, well, let's just say they had cookies and other things to give to the disc jockey if they would kindly play their song. Supposedly that happened with Leslie Gore. Her dad was fairly wealthy. And again, supposedly that happened, but that was after the Paola scandal in 1960, which Alan Freed was the one who got hammered in it. Unfortunately, he didn't deserve it, but Dick Clark came out being Mr. Squeaky Clean because he was well-respected and well-liked by the American public and those in power, where Alan Freed was not, because Alan Freed played what was called at the time a lot of race music, and he was not well liked by, shall we say, the establishment.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The Boys and Girls Club of Mid-Central Coast has announced they'll be hosting its annual Back a Youth event April 16th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The event pairs up club members with local community leaders for an evening of fun, food, and mentorship. The event will be held at the Tom Moss Clubhouse. County Public Works has announced there will be overnight lane closures and traffic shifts on the 101 near Wilsona as part of the undercrossing project. The traffic shift will take place Tuesday, April 7th through Thursday, April 9th, 6 p.m. to 7 a.m. each day on both lanes. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 38 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
So that was a hit back in 57, but it made a comeback after it was performed at Woodstock. That's right, the 69 festival with the group, the revival group Sha-Na-Na, and also got another, a little kick in the pants when it was featured, not featured, but it was one of the songs on the American Graffiti album. Two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. They've got lots for you. Check them out.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.